Elvis sings and tells his story like never before in a new cinematic experience from visionary filmmaker Baz Luhrmann. And it's Luhrmann's follow-up to his 2022 biographical film, Elvis. Features long-lost footage from Presley's legendary Vegas residency in the 70s, woven together with rare 16mm footage from Elvis on Tour and treasured 8mm film from Graceland archives. Sounds like a lot of fun. 412-268-9728 is the number. 412-268-WRCT. Going to take the first caller. I'm going to clear the lines, so give it a second before you call. This is Jefferson Starship. So apropos for Valentine's Day. WRCT 88.3 FM.
message if you lose the key. This hotel room got a lot of stuff, but I believe I've had enough. I called my baby, said, don't you fight. I'm packing my bags and I'm checking out. Just as soon as you hang up that telephone, stick a candle in the window, I'm coming home.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and information on our toll, or our phone number, our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728. Today, between 10 and 11, some interesting youth features. You'll hear our youth-hosted talk show, Streaming Justice. Also, we have three Montour High School students that are part of the school's poetry club. At 11 o'clock, United Way of Southwestern Pennsylvania will stop by to talk about free income tax preparation services, and Fat Man D is here in our 11 o'clock hour, along with Lori Russo, Miguel Sage the Third, and Carlos Pena in advance of a show she has on February 17th in Carnegie. All that, puzzles, games, all morning long. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday Light Brigade with Haley Lauren. And love. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and good morning to John in Economy, Jim in Black Ridge, Mike in Mars, Russ in King, North Carolina, Dust Bowl Jack in Liberty Township, Susie in Alexandria, Tommy in Virginia, all already checking in this morning. Thank you.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic North Side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Hello to Richard in Robinson Township this morning. Wonderful to have you along. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. SLB Sam has cut out all of the letters in Valentine. He ends up with 9 squares. V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E. Those 9 squares. And he has challenged you to rearrange the squares of your choice to make 5 words that are at least 4 letters long. There's some that are even longer than that. Once again, SLB Sam has cut up the 9 letters in Valentine. He's made his own sort of Scrabble tiles from those letters. And you can pick as many letters as you would like. And can you make 5 4-letter words using them? They could be more than 4 letters. There should be at least 4 letters in length. We would love to hear the words you come up with. SLB Sam gave line, L-I-N-E, and neat, N-E-A-T, as 2 examples.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Love, 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 crazy love. brings up my pain. Said it makes me righteous, Lord, and it makes me old, and it makes me mellow, right down to my soul. Love, 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 crazy love. It gives me love, 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 crazy love. It gives me love, 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 crazy love. It gives me love. It gives me crazy love.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, your heart warm, I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can't hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? Sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. Come down from your fences. Open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. You better let somebody love you. Before it's too late.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Diana Krall and Desperado. And you also heard Crazy Love. By Sharon Lewis. remember Van Morrison doing that song. Most likely. Dustball Jack requested Desperado, by the way. Susie, I have not been able to find your request, but I'm still looking. SLB Sam has asked you to use the letters in the word Valentine. And use them to make words of four letters in length or longer. And the answers are really coming in. Hello to Patrick in South Park. His words are veil, V-A-L-E, teal, veal, late, tail, T-A-I-L, late, lean, vent, vein, and nail. Stu has some great ones. Lenten, invent, leaven, enliven, lenient, and Levant. Tom in McCandless says, a scary tale of a teen named Tina who was evil, but she loved lean veal served by her valet wearing a veil and served in a veil at 9. Well done. John in economy has Venetian naivete, wow, enliven, lenient, and native. And he expressed his answer in the form of Scrabble tiles. Russ has quite a few. Lots of four-letter words, veil, vein, veal, vein, the other vein, V-E-I-N, and V-A-I-N, vent, vial, V-I-A-L, and vial, V-I-L-E, vine, ain't, alley, anti, anti, lane, L-A-I-N, lane, L-A-N-E, late, lave, lean as in skinny, lean as in lean on me, lent, lean, as in what might be on a house. Line, lint, lint, light, live, and live, eve, even, evil, nail, neat, nine, night, tail, and the other tail, teal, teen, tile, tide, ilia, ital, abbreviation for italics, and one more four-letter word, Etna. And he had some longer ones, too. Russ did. Valet, vital, alien, align, alive, anvil, leave, linen, liven, eaten, elate, elite. He did these very methodically. Innate, event, navel, naive, tinea, inane, inkit, intel, venial, leaven, lenten, my goodness, entail, native, and neaten, lenient, naivete, Venetian. Woo! Quite a few. Thank you, Russ. Jim in Blackridge had a list pretty much as long. I'm going to add some highlights from his navel. Alvin, A-L-V-I-N. Entail, E-N-T-A-I-L. Tine, like the tine of a fork. Dr. Nelson has Valent, V-A-L-E-N-T, or Valent, and quite a few more, too. I'll share some more of these with you shortly, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I'm bringing home some good news, got some things you'll be glad to hear. Like I'm leaving town and I'll be back around, just long enough to get my gear. There won't be any goodbye kisses, I'm putting on my leaving shoes. This is the end, we're through, it's over. Yeah, I'm bringing home good news.
At the Saturday Light Brigade, getting us started with a tune called Good News. And it's already a very busy Saturday morning, which is good news to us. I have some more puzzle answers to share with you. Dr. Nelson Harrison also had vine, lenient, nine, and navel as words you can form from the letters in Valentine. James has veil, V-A-L-E, and V-E-I-L, lent, live, and lean. Linda of the dynamic duo has lent, vent, nine, tine, vine, lint, evil, live, vile, veil, till. T-A-L-E and tail, T-A-I-L, leet and tile. And Mark said he found the four-letter ones to be easy, and then he added event, invent, navel, native, lenten, naive, and linen. And Steve came up with teen time, nine, navel, valet, vent, lent, lint, veil, event, and quite a few more, and mentioned how much he enjoyed playing the game. Kathy and Tyonesta has Venetian and native among her dozen plus words, leave also, and lane. And Talon, Tommy in Virginia, His words include naivete, inane, naive, lenten, inlet, invent, leaven, Venetia, or Venetian, I should say, Venetian, Neaton, anvil, and quite a few more, most of which I've mentioned. Jim in Grafton Heights says, here are my cut-up valentines, leaven, enliven, entail, lenten, Neaton, alien, anvil, and alvin. Ralph in the South Post has naval linen, innate, lenten, and evil. This is a game you can try to have some fun with somebody else as you play this. Maybe see somebody this weekend. Challenge them to come up with maybe 10 five-letter words. Leslie in Oakland has talent, fillet, leave, veil, lint, lint, lean, tent, vein, tail, and tail. There's a lot of words pronounced the same way with different spellings. Teal and navel. Miles has enliven, linen, navel, neaton, and teal. And Sue came up with about a dozen four-letter words. I think I've mentioned all of these already. Highlights of hers include vile, even, veal, and lane. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you participated. You can get a jump start on each week's pop quiz by subscribing to the Saturday Light Brigade newsletter.
Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on a smartphone, tablet, or computer is as easy as visiting slbradio.org, where you'll find an easy-to-use audio player to hear our live program on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern and a 24/7 stream of past programs at other times. You can also hear SLB on free apps such as TuneIn, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, and Streama by opening the app and searching on SLB or the Saturday Light Brigade. The internet is a great way to join us from anywhere in the world from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Susie in Alexandria had a sentence. Valentine's Day is not on Lent this year, so let's tell a tale using the words veil, fail, and tine. Well done. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's history riddle. See if you can identify who we're looking for. And then consider joining us live on the radio to share your answer. Was born February 14th, 1913 in the Hoosier State. His dad died when he was only 7, and relocation to the Motor City was his family's fate. To support his mom and siblings, he quit school at 14 and began taking jobs that paid by the hour. He was declared dead in 1982 after a life of convictions, controversy, and power. Do you know who it might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
In your arms is where I want to be. All I want to do is love you. Cause darling, your love has set me free. You are the key to my diary. With you, all my secrets are. My final destination, the reason I walk down this narrow road, and I see the sign telling me you're mine. You make it easy knowing which way to go, like a human GPS. But all I want to do is love you. In your arms is where I want to be. All I want to do is love you. Cause darling, your love has set me free.
You are the flowers in my garden.
I was thinking probably of Sweet Williams.
I tend to you. Take it in, the sun, the wind, and the rain. You don't hold back, that's love.
And all I want to do is love you. And in your arms is where I want to be. All I want to do is love. Darling, your love has set me free.
You got to move so slowly here. There ain't much gravity, there ain't no air. Little green men just stand around and stare at us, tap dancing on the moon. You could have a good time if you take the trip. All you got to have is your own rocket ship and get some friends and come along and do it real soon. You could be tap dancing on the moon. You can have more fun than in your wildest fantasy. Folks drop in from all the neighboring galaxies and they party all night long, cause they love to get it on. A night on the moon, you know, is 2 weeks long. To be graceful, the gravity takes care of that. 20 feet up in the air, you can do a pirouette and set yourself down anywhere. There's plenty of room when you're tap dancing on the moon. You can have more fun than in your wildest fantasy. Folks drop in from all the neighboring drinks and they party all night long, 'cause they love to get it on. A night on the moon, you know, is 2 weeks long. So get out your tails and dust off your old top hat. Buy yourself a spacesuit, all sorts of stuff like that. And have yourself a ball when you find out where it's really at. Tap dancing on the moon. You can have more fun than in your wildest fantasy. Folks drop in from all the neighboring galaxies and they party all night long, 'cause they love to get it on. A night on the moon, you know, is 2 weeks long. Got to move so slowly here. There ain't much gravity, there ain't no air. And little green men just stand around and stare at us, tap dancing on the moon. Whoa, little green men just stand around and stare at us, tap dancing on the moon.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Mark Graham and Orville Johnson, tap dancing on the moon, requested by Susie, who is going to join us on the radio in a few moments. Bill and Kate Isles did All I Want to Do Is Love You from their May 9th, 2009 live performance on the Saturday Light Brigade. Here, again, is this morning's Historiddle. He was born February 14th, 1913 in the Hoosier State. His dad died when he was only seven, and relocation to the Motor City was his family's fate. To support his mom and siblings, he quit school at 14 and began taking jobs that paid by the hour. He was declared dead in 1982, after a life of convictions, controversy, and power. Mark, good morning. He got the correct answer. He is in Slippery Rock. Tom in McCandless got it. Mark and Irwin came up with the correct answer. John and Carrick also. Rich in Freeport came up with it. Russ in North Carolina. And Tommy in Virginia, noting Brazil, Indiana. Was the birthplace. Mark and Irwin. Mark, thank you for checking in. And interestingly, the person we're looking for has a very appropriate middle name up for a puzzle such as this. His middle name is Riddle, which was his mother's maiden name, or his mother's maiden name. Susie is here with us. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
You knew who this was right away. You seemed to call almost the second after the hysteriddle was given. Who is it that we're looking for?
Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa. And I guess we're not the only ones looking for him.
Yeah,
he disappeared from the face of the earth. I think it was 1975 and was never found. And I think he was married. They had to eventually declare him dead, and that happened in 1982.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's one of those, you know, mysteries, like, you know, the FBI file is still open.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about this. then President Nixon commuted all of his sentence. He was sentenced to 13 years for jury tampering, attempted bribery, conspiracy, mail and wire fraud. He would have been in prison from 1967 to 1980, but Nixon ended up commuting his sentence.
Before or after he died?
In 1971. Been just 4 years after he was sentenced. He might have been better off having the protection of being incarcerated at that point, although it's hard to say. He disappeared, never to be found, in 1975. There have been a number of movies in which he's portrayed. Probably the best known, he's played by Jack Nicholson in a film called Hoffa. And
that seems like good casting.
Yeah, it's a good film. I think Danny DeVito directed that one, if my memory is right. Well, well done. Here's to a good day today. I hope you have some good plans for the day.
Yeah, we're going to get together with family.
Excellent.
That should be nice.
Excellent. Well, thanks for checking in. As always, now we are going to say hello to Dust Bowl Jack, who is here. Good morning, Dust Bowl.
Good morning. Am I coming through okay?
You're coming through beautifully. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
And with your love of automobiles, I'm not surprised that you know this answer. Who is it that we're looking for?
It's Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Good union guy. I believe in unions, too, you know.
Yeah.
Help me out. Here's another part of his history. He spent some time in Louisville, Pennsylvania, federal minimum security prison there.
I didn't.
Got released by. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm looking. It is. There it is. The Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary. He ended up. That's where he started his 13-year sentence, 8 for bribery and 5 for fraud. There. Have you seen the movie? Are you remembering Jack Nicholson in that role as well?
I didn't see the movie. I'd be interested in seeing that movie. It'd be very good to see that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was him. I'm not the biggest movie buff, but my memory is that was a pretty incredible film. I'm looking. Yeah, it was Jack Nicholson as Jimmy Hoffa. And Danny DeVito is in the movie as well as being behind the camera as well. And it's a pretty intense story. Interesting, you know, charismatic person, but controversial too. Any plans for you for the weekend?
Yeah, my wife suggested last night that we go down to a restaurant in downtown Niles here called Cadence, and it employs people who have mental challenges. A nice restaurant for breakfast there. And it's placed right on the road where I can look across the street and I can see the McKinley Memorial over there.
Oh.
William McKinley was born in Niles, although his tomb is in East. He did his voyeur thing in Canton. So his final resting place is over in Canton. I've been to that place a couple times in Canton, and they have a library there, and they actually have the pistol that was used for his assassination. And actually, he never died of the pistol wound. He died of an infection that came after the pistol wound. They didn't have good antibiotics back then. But
that's fun. I didn't know that. And the restaurant in Niles sounds like a great place to support.
Yeah, we're going to crepes. Crepes are their Saturday special. So we'll probably indulge in some of those for breakfast today.
I will be thinking of you. have a few extra on my account. Thank you, and happy Valentine's Day to you both. And congratulations to you. If you knew we were looking for Jimmy Hoffa, Stu just sent the correct answer to us as well. Also, Jess in the South Hills has it. Rich in Freeport, thank you for writing to let me know that some of the movie Hoffa was filmed at CMU. That I did not know. Thank you, Rich. Ricky and I started catching up on The Pit this week, the HBO series that uses Allegheny General Hospital's emergency room here in Pittsburgh. As a backdrop and as the fictitious location for the film. And I noticed that the charge nurse seemed to be speaking a little differently than she was in the first season. And lo and behold, there's an article in the Tribune Review that explains that in between seasons, the producers decided to give her a Pittsburgh accent. And there are mixed reviews from Pittsburghers as to whether it's an accurate depiction or not. Can you imagine a dialect coach for Pittsburghese? You know, it's like, go downtown, go downtown. Get in your car and go downtown. You know, kind of like My Fair Lady, except different. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with links to our own player, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Stream, Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
There once was a union